My name is Tom Poirier. I live in Concord, New Hampshire. The community I live in is right along the lines where the transmission's proposed. There have been questions about a lot of things. I'm not normally one who gets involved. I'm not an activist. I work a lot, 60 hours a week. I'm lucky to have a job, I feel. I was brought into this by just hearing the word that they were going to take land by eminent domain. I'm really angry right now just even saying that. That was supported by our Justice, Chief Justice David Souter years ago. And knowing that these people in the North Country, here and further north, that they're undergoing trauma in their life. Now, my idealism probably isn't what it was when I was in my 20s. I'm more of a realist now. And I can't speak to all the figures and the facts that everybody has spoken before me. I'm speaking from the heart that I know what these people are feeling in some respect, just talking to them, listening to some of them. And at some point, this is a huge entity, and you guys sit up here and look at us as just, maybe this is just a job for you, this is another meeting you've got to go to, but this is a place that we call home. Our president's name was invoked earlier, which is another thing that angers me. But if he's so intent upon modernizing our power system, he wants to do away with coal. What are we doing with towers then? 25 years ago, I was living in Pembroke, New Hampshire, and Tenneco, I think it was, brought God knows how many miles of gas lines up through to Concord and further north. I've got 1 minute left, and there's too much to say. They buried gas lines. Why aren't gas lines above ground? What are they spending all this money on, all this propaganda, to try to turn people to accept these towers? They could spend all this money and put it underground. $28 million in tax revenue, 1,200 jobs. Those jobs would still be there if you're burying the line. $28 million in a state of 1.3 million people? That's a lot of money. When's my check? I don't want to live on promises of money. I would rather have a guarantee of an underground line that'll be good for the future, and maybe the next time they want to come through again, we would accept very easily another underground line. Thank you. Appreciate it.